One of the practices of Avilut, of mourning during Sfirat HaOmer period, is that we don't cut our hair. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Tzadik Gimel Seif Bet says, Noagin shelo hishtaper ad Lag BaOmer. The minhag is not to have a haircut up till Lag BaOmer. And then there are indeed the various different minhagim about exactly when you can't have a haircut, when you can, whether it's what we call the first half or the second half, etc., etc. But that's not what I want to deal with today. I just want to deal with, are there any exceptions to the rule? Are there any circumstances under which one is permitted to have a haircut during the Avilut part of Sfirat HaOmer? So the Rama there says that a person who's a Baal Brit or is doing Mila to their son during the Omer is allowed to have a haircut, Nichvot HaMila, in honour of the Brit Mila. And what is the Baal Brit? The Baal Brit is the father and the Sandeik and the Moel. They're allowed to have a haircut. The Mishnah Brura says, in actual fact, they're even allowed to have a haircut the previous day, late in the afternoon, before going to shul for Maariv. There can be two reasons for this. One reason could be because if they wait till the next day, if the Brit's going to be straight after Shachrit, then they're not going to have an opportunity to have a haircut in the morning. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that in actual fact, it's a Yom Tov Shelahem. It's a Yom Tov for them. So therefore, for a Yom Tov, you always prepare the day before so that the day starts with you looking nice and smart. The Dirushu Mishnah Brura raises the question of a Pidyon HaBen. Somebody's making a Pidyon HaBen during Sfirat HaOmer, are they allowed to have a haircut in honour of the occasion? And it brings down the name of Rav Eliashiv that it's not permitted because it's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. What about a Bar Mitzvah boy? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Halichot Shlomo, he says they should have a haircut just before their birthday so that they look nice and smart for their Bar Mitzvah day. If they didn't, then they would be allowed to have a haircut on the day itself in honour of becoming Bar Mitzvah. The Sharei Tshuva on the page in the Shulchan Aruch brings two other situations in which one can have a haircut. One is a person who finishes a period of Avilut during the Sfira period. So this could be a person whose Shloshim finishes. Generally, even though certain aspects of the Shloshim are cancelled out by Pesach, nevertheless, if it's a person who's lost a parent, so then they're not allowed to cut their hair, certainly for the whole of 30 days, and beyond that as well, since they reach the Shiur Gara, the point at which they're really looking shaggy and people are telling them that they look a mess. So if they reach that stage during Sfirat HaOmer, or if it was a person who buried a relative on Chol HaMoed, so they count the Shloshim from when they bury the person, they have to count the 30 days. And if it was for another relative, they wouldn't be able to have a haircut for 30 days. If that period ended during Sfirat HaOmer, they would be allowed to have a haircut. Also, very interestingly, he says a chatan, a bridegroom, on the Shabbat before the wedding, the Ufruf Shabbat, is allowed to have a haircut for the Ufruf, which is particularly interesting because it's showing that the Ufruf itself is a real proper form of simcha ready for the wedding. Question that often comes up is not so much about haircutting during Sfira, but about shaving. The opinion of Moriva Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein was that in actual fact shaving is permitted during Sfirat HaOmer because the Avelut of Sfirat HaOmer is the Avelut of Yud Beit Chodesh, 12 months of mourning after a parent. And just as you're allowed to shave during those 12 months, so you're also allowed to shave during Sfirat HaOmer, even though the minhag is not like that. He felt my ikar din, it was permitted. And he certainly felt that on Erev Shabbat, that it was correct to shave, so the one didn't look messy. His minhag, apparently, before he went on Aliyah, when he lived in New York, was to shave during the week. When he went on Aliyah, he realised or felt that it wasn't so necessary to shave for every day, but he did shave Lichvod Shabbat. The minhag in general is not like Rav Lichtenstein held. And many people don't shave, but if there's a need to shave, then certainly one can rely on that view of Rav Lichtenstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Orachaim, Chelek Dalet Siman Kuf Bet, where he says that if a person, for business purposes, is going to lose money if they don't shave, then they're allowed to do so. Of course, the question is, exactly what does it mean, lose money? Again, the minhag is that if one's in a professional environment where one is expected to shave, for one's job, and one's boss expects that, or one's clients expect that, then the minhag is that people, generally speaking, do shave during Sfira. Of course, nowadays it's perhaps a little bit less necessary, because there's much more casual attitude. A lot of people go to work anyhow, not shaving every day with a bit of growth. So if that's the case, then I don't see why they shouldn't do that during Sfirat HaOmer. Question that also comes up, sometimes a person will tell me that essentially they don't shave during Sfira, but this year for work reasons they need to shave. They've got lots of meetings and they're shaving every day. Should they shave Lichvod Shabbat? My sense there is in actual fact they should, because otherwise, you know, they're shaving for other things during Sfira, and to look unkempt and messy when it comes to Shabbat, Shabbat is at least as important as the other things, and therefore I think in those cases it would be correct to shave Lichvod Shabbat. Of course, shaving, as I say, is a different story though to hair cutting, which there are only specific heterim that we've mentioned. Ad kan.